Good morning, in chance. I'm from the Netherlands, and Hubert has given all kind of information. And before we start this conference online, please close your eyes. Here comes the angels. They will contact your heart. Your angel inside you will be connected to Angel Michael Gabriel. And also Holy Ghost inside us will be connect to Shaddai Al-Hai. Shaddai Al-Hai, Shaddai Al-Hai, Shaddai Al-Hai. In order to exchange the information, spiritual information, that all the things online to the other world and this world, and between all the light vessels, all light workers, they are now online. And I wish you a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. In case you have some questions, please.
Yeah, I have one, but that's not, it's just for everyone. I don't know, I'm supposed to record and I have pressed it, and how do I know if it is recording? Did you all get like a authorization press button or something?
No, unfortunately, if we have checked that we can't be recorded, it won't record our voice. So, I think that's the way it is. I'm really not sure. But, you can just go ahead and record it. It'll record Chaz. And so that'll be, so maybe if we can just, also make sure that somebody's checking in the chat box, because not everybody has microphones. So, maybe a couple of us can try to be in charge of checking the chat once in a while to make sure there's no questions in the chat. And I want to say welcome, Chaz, and thank you for coming. And I would love it if you started out with a little bit of an introduction of yourself.
I'm Chaz. I'm born in year 54, and in 83 the angels contacted us for the mission for the earth, and I'm working for the other world from 83 since today and in the future. And we have a group in the Netherlands, spiritual people, receive information from the other world, and we trying to support them, and also for the conscious, where are the thoughts and feeling coming from, and the positive energy and the negative energy, and the angels will work in order to disappear the negative according to the, for the future that will be get a change in the world.
Okay. I don't know, Hubert, how is this going to go down?
Pardon?
No, I asked Hubert if there was some sort of planning for this event, or some sort of question and answers was the topic, and it was a nice presentation. I was just thinking of if there was an order or something.
No, there is no topic. I've been invited by Hubert, and they related to this information from the internet, and they know a lot of people via the internet, and they ask us to come today in order to speak with other people, light workers in the world, what's going on. And there's no topic. I mean, if you have questions, we can answer this, and for our mission is for the world is in order to get the negative away from the world, according working by the angels, and the people on earth should have a knowledge where are their thoughts and feeling come from, and if they have bad feelings or bad thoughts, and that's the problem in the world, and we should get the knowledge by experience that people know and see that there is a change around them, in them, and also for the future.
Okay.
I love that idea of getting rid of negativity. So I spent a lot of time thinking about how to get rid of negativity, and it works pretty well when I'm dealing with myself. But then you go into groups, larger groups, and so can you give us some tips on how to change the energy of if you go into an atmosphere that's not your own, if you're your own creating, really, you know, you leave your home and you have to go into a public place and the energy there. Besides holding your own energy in a positive place, can you give us some tips on how to improve the energy of a group?
I have the for I mean, if you are, how do you call it, if you are sensitive to get all kind of information by the energies, if you have go to places where a bad energy is, and then your body and your energy is reacting of the energy. But this, the advances is that you can feel the positive energy or the energy from God or the angels very strongly, and the other side you feel the negative also strongly as well. And I mean, if the people in the future are very sensitive, then we have no problem anymore, but all the people would get rid of the negative energy. And you should see it as God, as a company, and the product is human being. All the people on earth are born for several lives, and also as well you are incarnated angels. And the angels should get the information through life on earth for the knowledge. And now we are in a point, there is a lot of knowledge available in the earth. There are to be crowded in the world. And you can see actually what's going on in the world. I mean, if there is no change, then all the earth, the people, they eating each other. I mean, if the negative energy can disappear from the earth, and the new people are born, high sensitive people, and they can see in the other world, then you get a change. We should thinking 180 degrees different. We should think from the other world in this world, not from this world in the other world. And if you get to other places where you feel all kind of energies, I mean, the best thing what you can do is you make contact for your heart with God, and then you send the negative energies away, and the angels will help you.
Thank you.
Chaz? There is, I don't know if you're using Ventrilo, but there is a chat button if you are, and you can skip on to chat because Hubert and Ambers doesn't have a mic, so you can read their questions unless someone wants to speak for them.
Okay, Hubert is looking at it.
Members of Serenity says she talks to angels too, she wanted to tell you. And I have to second or third that notion, yeah, me too.
Are we sharing experiences? I had an experience recently that I don't understand. Maybe if this is appropriate, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you can ask anything what you want.
Okay, I had an experience where a voice came to me, a woman, real happy, excited, and she said, "You're standing right in front of me." And I said, "Oh, you know," because it was pretty unusual for me. And I said, "You know, what does that mean?" And she says, "You only have like a foot or two to go. We're right here." And I said, "I don't know what that means," and it was scaring me. She said, "It's just like, it's like going through a glass door. It's like a glass door. You can't see it. That's all. It's just like going through a door. You're right there." And I said, "I'm not sure I'm ready to go through no door, you know." And so it was a heck of an experience for me. And I've been asking people for input about it. And so maybe you're the answer I'm looking for.
I mean, that is a beautiful experience what you have. I mean, the other world, they have no problem, but the people on Earth have a free will, a free choice. And I mean, if there will be a change, then a lot of people will receive more and more experience with the other world. For a lot of people, it's unusual. But, I mean, if you can see the other way around, you have this experience, you have this voice. For you, it's true. If you speak with other people and they have no this experience, then they tell you, okay, maybe you have some too lot of Budweiser. But normally, that's a beautiful experience, and the other world can see how you can react on this, how you are afraid, and then another experience will follow. I mean, it is beautiful. I mean, you should wait for the other experience that come. Experience, and then next year you will see three or four experience, all kind of new experience, and then you also meet other people. It is actually a promotion from the other world in this world. How more people on Earth this kind of experience will receive, and then it will be normal. And how normally it is, then people should speak with each other, and it will be normal. And the new generation, is it normal? We are now between the old thoughts and the new thoughts, old knowledge, new knowledge. And that's actually what in the Bible says, there is a splitting of the ghost. No, that will be the old people. They don't understand the new experience. They will say no. And the new people from Atlantis, you are from the future, they accept this and it will be normal. And a lot of thousand years ago, it was normal to get all the experience. I mean, it's for us, it's a beautiful experience. And the lady, what you have in your experience, is now behind you, and they put your finger in your back and in your heart. You can feel her. You can feel her. Ishana Nama. Ushana Nama Nama. Okay. She will contact you for the coming several days, and you will receive new information and new experience. Happy to hear this. Beautiful, beautiful.
Well, thank you. I'm excited. That's what I've been experiencing. First, it started with a guy who knew me, and he said, "Hi, how you doing?" And I said, "Pretty good, you know. Like, where the heck are you?" And then it happened again. And then this lady's, she was real excited. She was like, "All right, you know." And I was like, "This is really odd." And I don't know if I can come and go through this, whether I come back or anything about it. That's the part I'm wondering. Is this experience, do I leave my body, or do I leave, you know, or do I experience being able to talk to these people freely? That's what I was wondering. That's my big question. I didn't know if I was going to die, you know. That's, it's like, wait a second, I'm not done here yet, you know. So that's a scary thing of it.
Yeah, but it is beautiful. I mean, the other world can see if you have an agreement with the other world, and that says that they will contact you at a certain place and a certain time when the time is right. You are not out your body, you are in your body. When you are out your body, you can see that you are out your body. But you are in your body, and the same as now online, they put the micro on it, and then they contact you. And it's really normal, all the co-hosts speaking with each other, there's no problem. But if you are a human being, you are inside the body, everything is closed, we're looking to our eyes, and we can see each other, we're looking at the same frequency on the earth, then we can see each other. And people, they see other pictures, it's same with you see a television and picture in a picture. I mean, it is beautiful. I mean, you get new information and revelations as well. And it's normal. How more people get the experience, how normally it is, and we are in a great time with new information according to this period of time, in new spiritual things, and also new revelation, anything. I mean, it's beautiful, but a lot of people don't understand it. And if they understand it, you understand it, you're a little bit afraid, but you understand it. And it is normal and unusable, but also beautiful and not beautiful. You get mixed emotions. But, I mean, the people, they are not ready to this. They go to the psychiatric, and they on the pills and so on, and they are afraid. I mean, you stand for it, and you actually, this experience was nice, and mixed emotions, but the other world can see in the future, okay, you can you receive more and more information and more experience, and you like it.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to look forward to it then, and try to relate a little more. At first I think I was so startled that they just kind of backed off because they don't want to, scare me too bad. So, this last lady, she was having a conversation, it was like, my goodness, she was real happy. She was like, and I got the feeling that I had been, that this was a goal that we've had, decided on long before, and that I'm accomplishing this goal, but I don't know what, I don't remember, I don't have any recollection of it, but she did. That was the feeling I got, that she was like, you almost got here, you just about did it, and I'm like, you're what are you talking about? So, I'll be watching real close now, and I hope it'll come more and more to where I figure it out more and more, so, this is exciting, yes, I love it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and if you have a new experience or you would like have some questions, you contact Hubert and then they will give you information, no problem. I mean, we give every information from the other world to the people they want it. And the lady what you have contact with the other world, they are happy as well. I mean, in order to contact people and they don't understand, and for the other world also, for the other world is it more and more better to get contact people, they get used to it and then can work on both sides better for more experience to get the spiritual items and information from the angels to the world. If you can speak with this lady, then maybe in the future an angel will contact you, and then you receive new information. And according to the Holy Bible, it's 144,000 people. I mean, that can change the world. They will receive the other information from the other world.
Well, there's a big thing to stick on my lap. I wasn't expecting that. But yeah, I'm excited. And she was excited. She was like, "Here we go!" And I'm like, "I don't know." So I mean, looking forward to this. This is great.
Okay, your name was?
I'm Rick, but in the Indigo Vibrations is. But my name is Rick. I'm up in Washington, in the United States.
Okay, Rick, Washington D.C. Okay, if you have in the future other experience or then or you would like to receive other additional information, you contact Hubert and they will give you information.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, Washington State, though, way out here in the woods is where I went out to nature where I could do this. I knew this was happening. I knew something was up. And so I've been drawing this experience, and it's really, really cool. So I'm out in the woods. I'm away from all the negative vibrations as far as I could get, you know. So that's how I think it's. I didn't do it on purpose. I'm just watching it happen. So it's really cool. So yeah, I'll try to figure out how to contact you and see what's. I'll let you know what's going on. I'm sure there's more. It's been going more and more all the time. It's sort of worked. It works its way up, you know. And so I'll see what happens.
Okay, it was nice to meet you on this online, and hope to hear from you soon.
I'm wondering, everybody out there, is there more of you having this? Because I don't like to be alone. They'll end up giving me the pills, you know.
You're not alone.
No, you're not.
Okay, let's hear some more. I love it. This is great.
I love your cheerful mood, Rick.
I just wanted to say that I gave Rick Hubert's Skype name so he could go put him in and contact him whenever. Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So, did Ambers have a question?
Okay, for Amber, I mean from Hubert that Amber has experience with Angel Uriel, and that now the information, the contact is a little bit disappeared. But I shall ask Uriel, if Amber close her eyes, we ask permission to God to contact Angel Uriel. Uriel, 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 they will contact your heart. A lot of energies around you, auras, will disappear and they will contact you. And they take a golden key and open your heart. Your heart will be connected to Angel Uriel. Uriel, 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 Uriel. Okay, Amber, you will receive contact with Uriel now in the coming days.
Chaz, I was wondering if you, if it's possible, if you could like do that to anyone, let's say me, perhaps, make my guides or something connect to me. Because lately I've been wanting to sort of, well, trying to reach contact with my higher self, but I'm not sure how to do that, so I was kind of hoping for some advice.
Okay, your name was?
My name is Marcus. I live in Sweden.
Okay, Marcus, I come back to you. I have another message for Amber. Angel Uriel says that in the coming weeks and for the next year around Christmas, you will, Amber will receive information as well from Uriel. And in for next year as well, but I will receive the coming weeks information from Uriel for Amber, and in order to make better contact next year, okay, you will receive, Amber will now receive from Angel Uriel a coded 2413 24:13, 24:14. This goes in your heart. It will open your heart to Uriel. For more information around you, for yourself, for the people, for the earth. Okay. The coming weeks, they will change your energy and you get a special experience by Angel Uriel. Okay, and I'm going now back to Marcus. Higher Self. The Higher Self is actually your angel inside you, your Holy Ghost. And your soul has the same rank as you are. Your higher conscience is actually the knowledge from the other world. The other world is angels, God, and all and so on. And the higher self is actually how to contact it. That is a very special question. But if you know that you are in your higher self, you know that you are in your higher self. And in order to explain what is your higher self, I mean, for actually you have your experience in this life, from you have your thoughts or your feelings, and then you meet some people and your feelings are by the experience, and then, I mean, the feelings and the thoughts is coming before that you actually have the experience in life. But I have a question for you before I answer all the questions that you have. What kind of experience of your spiritual awareness do you have?
Nothing. I mean, nothing special that I know of. I can't talk to angels or anything like that. I'm just a regular guy, really.
Now, every people on Earth are special, but normally you have your thoughts. You have your thoughts, the incoming thoughts you have. You're speaking with your thoughts. I mean, a dog or a cat or animals don't have thoughts. They have feelings. They have an instinct with a program. People on Earth have thoughts. You're speaking in your head with thoughts. And that is actually also the evolution or the to get to your higher thoughts. If you have no a thought in your head you can speak with, then you have no movement. If you have no feeling, you have no movement. So you speak with your thoughts. And if you have the awareness where your thought is coming from, then you, or for your soul, or for your Holy Ghost, or for your angel, you have toch in this life you have toch an experience as well that you meet some people or you have some information and you get some chicken boost on your chin and that's on. Do you have like experiences like this?
Well, not really. I mean, bits by bits, my spirituality, I guess, is moving towards the light. But nothing in particular, I guess, has really happened.
Yeah, but Marcus, you are interested in spiritual awareness. Your feeling and your thoughts is coming from Holy Ghost or angels. Otherwise, you are not interested to contact your higher conscience. I mean, you have your feeling inside you, and that looking to the way to get the information. Okay, if you can close your eyes. Marcus. Okay, Charles's heart will contact Marcus's heart. Charles asks permission to God to get a spirit from Marcus. Marcus, here comes Angel Michael. He will contact your heart. Contact your heart. Your angel inside get a reaction on this. What do you feel, Marcus?
I did feel something in my heart area, but I'm not sure what it was.
Okay, it starts by a feeling experience. But I shall ask the angels if you get in the coming weeks or a dream or special dream of a special experience. You will receive a special experience. I mean, it comes as the time is right, but you will receive between now and 4 months an experience.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Yeah?
Oh, I'm sorry, Bubbles had a question before. Bubbles, did you have something first, and then I have a couple questions?
Okay, I'll come back to Bubbles.
Hi, to me again. Yeah, since Indigo was talking to, I believe that lady was in a dream, it brought to mind a dream that I had a few weeks ago. It was actually for about 3 nights in a row. Every time I went to sleep, guides and angels were standing over me, just repeating the word remember. And they never to tell me what they wanted me to remember. So I've been meditating on it, and also with the word remember, came a release. Every time they said the word remember, I remember I was saying okay, and then I would just let go, and I could feel my muscles and everything relaxing. But this is worth for like 3 nights in a row, and before I was even asleep it started, and then I'd wake up and I'd still have it echoing in my ear waking up. So I just wanted to know maybe if you had an idea more of what they wanted to me to remember.
Your name was Bubbles?
That's my name is Corey.
Oh, Corey. Okay, actually dreams is the same as you're actually out your body with your soul and a little bit of your consciousness in your soul, and then you get the experience. The angels contact you that now the time is starting, that you will be inside open, and then you get all kind of ideas or information of inspiration according to the higher conscious, and the spiritual awareness. I mean, okay, if you can close your eyes, okay, just as good permission for Corey, for your heart. Here comes Angel Raphael, 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 Raphael. They will contact your heart. They're looking at your key in your heart. Okay, the key is missing. Angel Michael calling the key, golden key. It goes in your heart, will be opened. Here comes Prophet Moses, 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 Moses. They will contact your heart as well. The coming days, they will work on you for information, for inspiration, and all kind of new experience for you. Okay, coming year. The coming years, you will receive a lot of experience, spiritual awareness. In case you are interested, before you go sleeping tonight, you pray to God and you say, okay, I accept the mission, the holy mission, and the angel will open and you will remember or get kind of information, inspiration, what you asking for or looking for. Sometimes the information is different. I mean, we are still working and get new information. The new information, new experience is for yourself, around you, and the people there know you. If you receive too much or a lot of information, then the people don't understand you. I mean, this the awareness of yourself, higher knowledge, and for the awareness around the other people as well, the collective awareness. You are the people to get the information from new experience in order to speak with other people, or the experience that you have, you can change, or talk to other people. They have also experience as well, in order to get the collective awareness on a higher standard.
Very good, thank you. Yep, you're right about the heart chakra, because when I'm meditating. I went through all my chakras and just repeated the word remember. And when I got to my heart, I felt, you know, like heartbroken there. And the other, each chakra felt different as I went through each chakra remembering. But yeah, so thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you as well.
You know, Chaz, I've got a couple questions. One is, as you're speaking here, and as you connect to your guides, I'm becoming activated. I'm connecting as well. Can you give me a tip here on what I'm connecting with, what I'm becoming activated on? Because this usually doesn't happen unless I'm in a deep meditation, and now I'm becoming highly activated.
Your name was?
I'm Dan.
Okay, Dan from United States.
Yes, I'm in Missouri, United States, yes.
Okay. Then you are high sensitive. You have a lot of knowledge inside you. And I mean the other world, I mean this meeting tonight online, I mean, has been arranged by the other world. Otherwise, we are not online. And now, you guides and you have angels as well around you. And here comes Angel Shadkiel. And here comes Prophet Solomon, King Solomon. So they will contact your heart. Your angel inside you will be greater and greater. Your angel inside you. You get the experience in the angel inside you. Then, feel. This then as well. All the people on earth are special. But you receive the information for the experience for the coming weeks. Then, King Solomon will open your heart. You receive information from a holy book, knowledge we're asking for. They threw something in your head, in your back, in the head. With your back. Okay. Open your heart. You will receive information. You have all seven guides around you. Every people on earth has this, and you will receive this as new information as well. For the coming weeks, Angel Shadkiel and King Solomon will add you. As soon as you get the meditation, then you feel them. And this is the reaction of King Solomon, that you know he's there. Okay, you put his finger in your heart. You receive no special feeling. This is King Solomon. In order to recognize King Solomon, then. And here comes Angel Shadkiel. May also a reaction. They contact your angel inside you. And your body get now a reaction. This is the reaction of Angel Shadkiel. Violet light. Then you will be blessed. You will be blessed. For your family as well. Thanks.
Thank you. I was going to ask about that. I was going to ask, there has been a being, an entity called Sat that I've been in connection with for a long time. And some time ago, Sat actually spoke. And when you said this angel's name, Shadkiel, I almost exploded. I would like to know when Sat will verbally channel with me some more on a verbal level.
Yeah, I'm the middleman between the other world and this world. Normally, but the angels is Shadkiel. Moment, please, Shadkiel. Okay. The information of Shadkiel is that the coming year, for all the people around the world, all the light worker, all the spiritual, they looking for spiritual awareness to receive additional information. We are ahead of 2013, and Zadkiel is always around you if you contact them, or the angels of angels Zadkiel. They have a lot of angels available. And Angel Zadkiel tells that you will receive more and more information, all kind of new experience, and the experience are suitable for you, and that you are aware of this. And then, in 4 or 5 years, then you have a lot of experience and you receive a lot of knowledge. I mean, if you close your eyes, Angel Zadkiel get you feeling what's going on in 4 years. 4 years, the 4th of December, you feel your body and your soul and your ghost conscience feel. Okay. Then, you're still there?
He said he lost the audio, so he left to see if he could get it back.
Maybe the high energy is disconnected.
Hello, everyone. Hey, Chaz. My name is Nathan. I'm sure he'll be back. Pleasure to be with you guys. Love to hear you, brother.
Okay, same to you. And nice to meet you online.
You had mentioned to him something about 7 people around him, or 7... I have a feeling of 7 individuals or 7 beings in our presence. Is that just my understanding of the 7?
No, every people on Earth have 7 guides or light masters around him. It can be from a family, from a few generations, and all the people on Earth should receive information by feeling and by thoughts. We have the free will in order to get to search on it, or to get away with other thoughts. I mean, every people on Earth have 7 guides or light masters, but you can call managers. The big multinational is God, and the product is human being, and every human being should receive information. And it's very crowded around the people, and the people don't know it. And that is true. You have 7, and in the future there will be another guide that there is from a higher source. That is Hilarion. Lightmaster Hilarion will contact you in the coming days or in the future.
Why are they all males? In my understanding, they represent themselves to me as males. Is this just my seeing them, or are they male, or is it matter?
No, at this time they are males. And in every 1,000 days there will be a change. Every 1,000 days, by the people, there will be meetings in the other world, for the understanding, and they can change. Maybe in the future they have all female as well. But for every 1,000 days, we have the same. There will be one light master for all your life, and the other will be changed. But the knowledge, for example, if you passed away, your knowledge will be for the earth. And if you have more knowledge of the other people, then the angels ask if you get the information to the people on earth, and then they will give you the guidance to other people, and you give the information, your knowledge, give you to other people by feeling and thoughts. That is actually in order to get the information of the knowledge to a higher standard.
So you see the work we do here with our physical body and our awareness of the spiritual realm. Is this the place of work, or are we still ascending into another physical body? I don't mean to.
No, you are now in a physical body. In the future, everybody should pass away. If the time is coming that you pass away, and if you have more information as other people on Earth, then your information, your knowledge will be get to other people. And then you are a ghost, and then with the angels, you will give the other people on Earth information. If you now in a physical body, then your thoughts will picking up by other people on Earth, the good thoughts as well. But normally you will receive, as soon as the people in you in the physical body, they will receive information either by your soul, by your Holy Ghost, or by your angel. That is from the higher thoughts, from your higher consciousness. And the other what's coming in your physical, via your physical bottle in your thoughts, that can be from light masters, guides, or from other ghosts are around people.
Thank you, brother.
And then Hubert told me that all the people that are now in the internet with the names, we will receive all the we will give all the information for the questions was asked for, but Hubert will tell me now who's next. Okay. Hubert told me Gotland Lovelight.
Oh, I wanted to pop in. I'm sorry, I apologize for my tardiness. I just wanted to pop in and welcome you, Chaz, and send and share blessings with the room. I'm just sitting here listening and enjoying what you're sharing. Thank you.
Okay, thanks to meet you on this online with love, light, and bless you.
The pleasure is all mine. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking time out of your day to share with us. We're very honored.
Okay, thank you as well. Now is Deva, please.
Okay, my question is this. Right now I feel like I'm in a holding pattern, and I feel like I have to figure something out before moving on. How can I get, like, the thing going faster? I meditate all the time, like, every day. But it just feels to me like there's something more I have to figure out, like a puzzle. And the pieces are not in yet, and I have to get there. What can I do?
Okay, Deva, if you can close your eyes. We ask God for information for Deva. Deva, Deva, Deva. Deva. Okay. Here comes Angel Raphael together with Angel Gabriel. Gabriel. Okay. They were checking your auras. Oh, okay. They will open a chakra from your heart. From your neck, from your back. Okay, your angel inside will be greater. Okay, they will contact Gabriel. They will open something inside you. They're looking at your golden keys. Where are your golden keys? Angel Michael's coming in, looking at your golden keys. Okay, there come two golden keys from out the other world. They will be cleaned. And they open your heart. Two doors in your heart. One door will be open. Second door. You will receive crystal energy. Your angel inside will open your chest. A lot of crystal energy coming in. The coming days they will work on your light bodies, your energies, you will receive in the coming weeks, in the coming year, new experience. They're looking at you back, you back, you back, you back. They'll open you back. Okay. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Your chest, your head, lotus, 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 lotus. Ishna na nemoshna namasna. Lotus. Buka. Okay, they will contact your lotus. What's going on with your lotus? Okay, they will open your lotus. Angel Gabriel, they'll check what's going on with your lotus. Okay, they work on your energies for the coming days, and you will get new experience. Okay. Okay, thanks.
That was amazing, because when you said Gabriel, it's like, wow, it just clicked for me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you as well. Okay, I take a short break. I should make a pee-pee.
Well, that sure made my day. I wasn't expecting all this. This is great. I'm having a wonderful time here.
Yeah, I am really so glad that I came. I'm recording this, guys, so in case anybody might need it, I don't know how we would copy and give it to other people, but it's possible somehow.
Yeah, if mine doesn't work, Deva, I want yours.
Yeah, it's a file, so I'm sure I could just, like, go on my computer and copy the file. It shouldn't be that hard, right?
Nope.
You know who's very good at this is Henry. He's real good at converting these to MP3s. He's done them all for me.
He's just so scungy.
He just doesn't visit very often, but he's around.
He's probably on Skype.
Avatar clone?
Yeah.
One and the same.
Oh, cool. So Hubert, will he be coming other times as well?
Hey, Hubert, is there a link to a website that we can go to?
Have we found our master yet? Is he within you?
Okay, use Chaz. Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, hello, Chaz. My name is Lucas, and I have a question for you that... What do I need to know right now? What are the messages for me out there or in here? Any news or any guides for me at this moment and in future moments? Whatever my guides are telling me or angels.
Okay, Lucas, what kind of experience do you have in with spiritual items?
Nothing that I would call, I mean, just, I don't have any gifts or abilities, if that's what you mean. I just, I'm a regular / special dude, a normal guy seeking spirituality awareness. That's about it.
Okay, Lucas, everybody in human on Earth is special. You are created by God. And normally, in order to receive the other information, then you should see positive to yourself. You have also kind of speciality. I mean, the other people who are high sensitive, they will receive more experience, but also experience what is strong or negative. And everybody has a specialty. One of your specialties are you are have a lot of knowledge. And okay, I shall ask for Lucas. If you close your eyes. We ask God, just ask permission to God for Lucas, in order to have some experience. Okay. You have three angels around you. One in blue, one in red, and one in white. Here comes the head of the Holy Ghost. Shaddai Olchai. Shaddai Olchai. Shaddai Olchai. They will contact your Holy Ghost inside you. Here comes Angel Michael. They'll open your heart. Open your heart. Open your heart. Okay. Okay, they check your auras. Check your auras. They will check your auras. The angels taking some energy around you, they're taken away. They open your heart, your chest, your head. Okay, the angels, the information from Angel Gabriel and Michael is you receive a special dream, and the information is contact your inner self and be aware of yourself. You receive also information from your thoughts and your feelings. And according to the spiritual awareness is believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. All the information what's going on in the spiritual world on the earth, look at it and believe in yourself. What are your feelings? What are your thoughts? Okay, the angel open knowledge inside you. Knowledge. Knowledge. Okay. Okay. If you close your eyes, yes. Here comes a family who already passed away. Oh, body passed away. Grandma. Here. Okay. They contact your heart, your head. They open your ears. Grandma. You receive a key from the family for spiritual awareness. It goes in your heart. Okay. You are now back. Okay. Did you feel something?
No. I just sat down and relaxed. I couldn't tell any. No.
Yeah, but you feel that you feel nothing. Does you feel that you feel nothing? Does you feel something?
I felt relaxed.
Okay, man, you will receive information also for your special dream, but you get your experience. I cannot say the time and day, but you get the experience. Please and keep trying on. There's no problem. You will receive some information.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I just welcome Anthony. Has Nathan a special question?
Yes, brother. I walk structures. I walk and I dance with the energy of creation. What is this?
Now the other world, they contact people on Earth with all kinds of things. If you dance with the energies, I mean, one of the reasons is that the information is go with the flow. Try to get the same, the same cosmic wave in your wave inside you, or the same time, the cosmic time in your time, in the time in the Earth. I mean, and also the information is that if you are in yourself and calm, sometimes the time make the solution, or the of some problems will disappear according to the time. Okay. But actually, if you dance with energy, is that there's a beautiful thing. It's actually relaxed, and there's all kinds of things what people do with the energies. I mean, in former lives, you was you are working in with spiritual awareness in former lives. One life was that you dance on the energies from the other world in order to get the people relaxed.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Dan, you are now back online?
Yes, yeah, I'm all here, yes.
You have some question, or it's okay now?
You had just begun to tell, I had asked the question when the being sat, the entity sat, was going to verbally channel with me again. And right as you began to answer the question, my computer locked up and disconnected me.
Okay, maybe do the high energy that you, your computer cannot.
Oh, now there's an angle I didn't think. I thought maybe something was blocking me. You know, I automatically went to the negative. Yeah, I didn't. Oh, yeah, that's a whole piece. Yeah, I like your positive aspect much better than what I was thinking there for a while.
Yeah, if you have some high energy, then a lot of computer is falling out.
Okay, I'll go with that. Yeah, I like that much better. But in the meantime, I missed the entire answer. I know you were talking there for a good probably minute or so, and I missed the entire thing.
Okay, if you close your eyes, just ask permission to God to contact Angel Satkiel. Satkiel for Dan. Okay. Angel Satkiel, contact your angel inside you. Angel Satkiel, come inside you. Then, your angel will react. They will open a channel for then, for the future, for messages from the angels, from Angel Satkiel, for around you, for the earth, and for the future. Then. If you go tonight in meditation or pray to God, and if you like it, then you say, okay, I will do the mission for God, and the angels will open a special channel for special messages via them for the Earth and for the United States. Thanks.
Shivai. Yes, Thank you. I had one other question about the structure of creation. And inside the structure of creation are some of the sacred geometry. And of this sacred geometry, my question that comes is, are the dimensions near the shape of a dodecahedron? I'm wondering if the spirit will be able to answer that, because I'm kind of get this attachment to the dodecahedron and the 12 sides along with the 12 dimensions, and I'm wondering if they're similar to this shape.
Now, creation is a word that covers all light of things. Actually, every human being is creating. This, if you get to another house and you get the furniture in, your thoughts and your feelings, in order you create things. All the people will create things from feelings, thoughts. Everything what is on earth, I mean, for actually, a city in the United States, before it was land, and other people they kept a thought, okay, we put building on that, they make a drawing, another company, construction company make it. And that's what the Bible says as well. Everything what the loving is and happiness from the light will not disappear. Everything what's not created by happiness and that will be destroyed by the human being as well. Dus every people can create. The other creation is the other world can do everything. But a lot of people are looking for creation. But knowledge and awareness in order to get to a higher standard and in the future, I mean, a lot of people, the most people on earth are slaves from their emotion thoughts. And you get your enlightenment if the people by the conscience, by your ghost, you are actually a ghost in a physical body. You can guide your thoughts and your feelings, you are free. Then you can also choose with thoughts, with feelings. And that is actually a way to enlightenment without stress and all kind of other things. And if the people, if the other world get the permission to you to create from the other world directly in this world, you receive the information. But if the people looking at spiritual wares in order to create, you cannot find it. Want actually, all the information is double. In other words, the other world can do everything. If Angel Michael, Angel Gabriel spread his wings and get the information from God, okay, control all the people on earth, then all the people on earth, all the human beings, they receive positive thoughts, no negative thoughts anymore. But that's not the case. The people on earth should get by the experience the knowledge according to the almighty knowledge. And if you have received the almighty knowledge to all your lives and you get will be one with the energy of God, you can create according to God. That is actually all the meaning by human beings, that we are out in the future out the cycle of living and dead. We are actually living dead in physical body. And the physical body is in order to learn. And every people have a lot of power, but the people don't know it. And all kind of information from spiritual things in order to create, in order to get people searching. I mean, I have also received material things from the other world. But if the people don't understand, then they thinking I'm dreaming or I'm a lunatic. But I receive things from the other world. But I'm not searching in order to create. Want the other world give you the opportunity to create, and the message from the other world in this world. Actually, all the light levels are hands and feet of the other world in this world, that you can make the other world in the material world that the people can contact with you experience the other world. That's actually the meaning.
Right, that's all true, but my question was more directed about the shape of the 12 dimensions, and if the shape is the 12-sided shape.
Now you have the 12 families, the 12 months, and you have actually third dimensions to the hierarchy, the government of the earth is actually 13. But the 12th dimension, the 13th dimension, is actually the government of the earth. And everything was 12. You have 12 families, holy families, from the other world and this world. And the 12 months, and according to the Holy Bible, the 12, hoe noem je dat ook, pilaren? Pillars. The 12 pillars for the earth. That's actually the 12, but the 12th dimension, you are now living in the third dimension. Your thoughts, if people pass away, they are in the fourth dimension. And if they go to get the trip to the to heaven, that is in a special area, not connected to the earth. And then, your light masters receive the information from the fifth dimension, and the highest thing is the sixth dimension. There are a special area of the seventh dimensions by a lot of angels, and then have you all kind of dimensions from prophets and so on, according to the government of the earth, of the hierarchy of the earth. That is actually the third dimension, and beneath the third dimension you have the 12 dimensions to the earth.
Okay, all right. Thank you for that, Chaz. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Is the call shift canceled, Chaz?
What do you mean by call shift?
The pole shift, the shifting of Earth's poles, is that cancelled?
Okay, yeah, I know what you mean. Hubert is explaining the pole, yeah. Yes, and no. Actually, you have the instruments to all the instruments on Earth to check what's going on in the materie, they have another frequency as the other world. The frequency in the other world will be changed, and the magnetism will be changed further and further and further and further and further. In the future, it can be that computers and everything that is digital and all that with magnetism and so on will react on this. And we have no information when it will be happen, but all the information what I received, what is not appropriate at this time, at this day, I get not information on this. While the negative source also looking at what we are doing and so on and so on, and all the angels are doing. But actually, everything will be changed, and the pole will be changed as well. There's actually all the change in the other world, and in the future, I mean, everything that is digital, if the people on Earth not make searching for the higher source, that can be that something has been blocked on the magnetism with digital things, and then we have a lot of problems. The Earth has a lot of problems.
I see, because I read a channeled report from Metatron where it said that the pole shift had been cancelled, so I was just going to double-check that.
Yeah, okay, the pole shifts with the North and South Pole, that can be sometimes the other world looking at for how do you call it the situation. The goal is that the people that are born or the light workers, actually all the people who are living in Atlantis, they are searching for spiritual items and spiritual things, spiritual awareness. And the goal from God and the angels and the Holy Light is that the earth will be going on, and not will be destroyed. And actually now they are changing all kinds of energies and try to get a lot of negative source away from the earth in order to the earth has a future. And sometimes something will be cancelled in order to, what is the goal? If the goal for destroying or a goal for survival, and the earth is for survival. And actually what's now going on the earth for the reaction between human being on the earth is actually a mirror what's going on in the other world. Dus if there are now a lot of things going on with earthquakes, volcanoes, bad weather and so on and so on, and the people between each other, races and countries and so on, is actually a reaction in the other world. The other world between the earth, human being and the government of the earth. And if the people be aware where our feeling and thought is coming from, then they will not choose for the negative thoughts and the negative feelings. And then the other world, the negative world, cannot do anything anymore. And that is actually what's going on. There is now, will be from the light, will be a planning to clean the negative energies, but will be done according to the situation between human being and a reaction of the physical body. If they put so much light on it, the physical bodies cannot handle it. Dus it will be, and in the future, for Europe, for example, or for Holland, a lot of people get more stress, emotional, and all kinds of emotional things, or phantom sickness in the body, and the doctor cannot check it, all kinds of that. Dus the higher sensitive people has a future in order to get the knowledge on it from their own experience. And that's the future. The future will be the power of thoughts, the all kinds of new things.
Chaz, may I ask you, when I pray to the all, to everyone, to all, to give thanks. And I have a strong calling of Abraham and a strong calling, but Jesus does not speak to me. And yet the ones that I'm attracted to speak through Jesus as a separate person. Or is this just an entity we share? Or should I be giving praise to Jesus or to the all?
Now everybody on earth has their own picture of God. What is God? Actually, you can understand the other world is a big multinational, and the product is human being. And actually, the prophets, I mean Jesus, if you are a son of God, is actually a prophet as well. And prophets, they can get the prophecy. All the prophets from Moses, David, Jesus, Mohammed, Buddha, and if you all the Hindus as well. I mean, it's actually a prophet is actually a guy between the higher source and the human beings. Jesus get the experience, they give the experience in the earth as an example. But the people cannot understand it. We are now in 2010 with a lot of knowledge, but a lot of people, the most of the people, cannot actually read or get the information actually what is the message of Jesus, what was going on. And the same as with David, Moses, I mean, all kinds of things. The prophets are people with a higher conscience, from a special family, from and they receive the information from the other sources. Dus the prophet is between the angels, God, the angels, and the human being. If you pray, the best thing is to do to the highest source. The highest source is God, and then all the light masters or angels or prophet, they are connected to you. They will contact you. Every people on earth has an angel inside you. You as well. And if you pray to the highest source, and everything is will be done in it's actually in super management, super information, and everything what we have on earth, we have this as well in the other world. Every picture in your head, what's not available in this earth, is in the other world is available. This. I mean, there are no dreams or what's on. Actually, if you are dreaming, you are outside your body. But the most of people, they don't know actually the information of their dreams. I mean, the other world, the language of the other world is totally different as in this world. And that's the problem. And the most people, they look at the information from their own knowledge, from the knowledge what they received in the earth, but the other world have another knowledge with an other goal, and that's the problem. It's the other way around. Okay, if you close your eyes, here comes Abraham. He will contact your heart. Ishna manamashna, Eli Eli, lama sabachthani. Eli Eli, lama sabachthani. Okay, they will open your heart. You open your heart. In the future, you will get new experience. Your angel inside get a reaction. They get a reaction. You will be blessed. A lot of problems will take from your shoulders, from your head. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. I felt it through my whole being. Thank you. Thank God.
Okay, thank you as well to meet you. Thank you.
I don't mean to be greedy here. I met a being a couple weeks ago in a dream, and I was quite there. It was a male, and he was comforting a child. He was surrounded by women, and he presented himself in front of me, and he removed his robe, and he had a vagina. Who was this?
Your name was?
My name is Nathan.
Okay, Nathan. A vagina. Okay, we ask for information from Nathan. Okay, the message is that every people on earth have the energy from male, female, and but the other world there's another message for male, female, and it means female is for your feelings and male for the action, and if the energy from female, male are 50-50%, you are in totally balance. And the information, if this guy is feeding a child, it means the information to you is, actually, if we are human beings, maybe we get through this life as a big child, this go happy, go lucky. You use your knowledge in order to get not in problems. And the message what you saw is your feelings and your thoughts, your feeling is strong, but sometimes your head get another information, then you don't, sometimes you don't trust your feelings, what you feel. And that's actually the message. Just your feeling and your thoughts should be on one line. If you make a calculation and the calculation for a transaction or what's going on is okay, but your feelings say no, it's not good, and according to your calculation is very profitable, then you should listen to your feelings. That's actually the meaning what you saw.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
I thought I'd say something since now I can talk.
Your name was?
Oh, my name is Brittany, but I'm Ambers.
Oh, Ambers. Yeah, you were without microphone yet. Yeah, now with micro.
No, I have parents, so I can't talk when they're home. But they're not home. They left, so now I can talk. Yay!
You have questions, Avon?
I kind of already asked my question. I just thought I would at least talk. I feel like a pooper if I can talk, but I've been typing the whole time.
Yeah, you can talk what you want.
So quiet.
I can go, but I guess I already have the question for or the answer for myself. So I don't know if, but I can ask anyway. I don't know. I've been feeling different paths and just doing a lot of research and looking for different techniques and methods and stuff like that. And people, what I hear, all you need to do is ask, is what it says. Just ask and you will be given. But I don't know, that doesn't feel right for me. I don't know why it doesn't feel right for me to ask. I don't know if it has to do with to give yourself or anything like that, or guilt or anything like that. I don't think so. It feels that if there is too much out there, too much questions, question leads to more questions. I get the feeling that no, everything just to go within more instead of asking for. Not stuff, but I don't know. Just I can give an example, like ask Angel Michael to be of assistance or to bring this golden light, golden dome around you for protection or anything like that. That doesn't resonate with me. That doesn't feel right at all. None of the asking feels right. I don't know, and I don't know why. I'm just putting it out there for you. It's just not really a question, but if anyone else didn't have any, so.
Yeah, I mean, what you tell me, on the other hand is okay. The other hand is there's always two things in the other world. Actually, if the people want to be aware of the higher consciousness, you get to experience by this life. Actually, we are born in this physical body, with this baggage, and every people on Earth, this is cosmic law, should search the higher source, what we're calling God. That's the law of the human being. And if you look at to your life, you have your childhood, and then all the years behind you, you can see what's going well and what is a little bit struggling. If we already have the almighty knowledge, you have no problems. The problems what we have is in order to get a reaction to search for a solution. The solution is to be needed to get the knowledge on a higher standard. Thus, everything what is not going well is actually going well if you take the best of it for the next round. And it is not so if the people looking for all kinds of techniques and all kinds of information via books and so on in order to understand the higher source. No, you cannot reach it. You can only reach it what already on this earth. But actually is, you get the information, you get the experience, and you get action reaction, and you get the experience with new information, new experience. And the other world looking, what I doing with you? It all the information go on the right place, or the people don't understand it. But actually, and asking the angels is actually on the other side. It's true what you said, but the other side, no. If you don't ask, it's not all kind of things what the people ask that they receive it. No way. The other world would like to have together working with each other. They are already working, but the people don't understand it. All the people on Earth are online, but they don't know it. If you know, then you have more experience, you see what the other world meaning, and actually you have the free will and the free choice. It is no, if you ask, that you receive it. You receive that what is good for you in order to know. And everything what you don't know, you get the experience. And you should also to take a path what is struggling. If all the angels around you, you're struggling as well. If you look at the prophets in all the holy books, no matter what kind of religion, all the prophets has a mission from God. If you take the normal way of living what they live at in this earth, they were struggling and struggling and struggling. How more people searching for the highest source, your path will be struggling, and it is not easy. It is not easy. Okay, we ask an angel and everything is going well and go happy go lucky. No, but in the essence, in the first step is okay. To get the reaction from the people, and then they are interested, and then they working on it, and they have also a group light workers. They have more information inside you, and then they have a stronger path with lot of discipline, and to get higher up. How higher you come, how more struggling, but according to the knowledge, and the through, that's the only way to receive it. If you look at the way of the living from Buddha, it is always struggling. If you look the living on earth at this day with Jesus, it was all struggling as well. David, Moses, walking 40 years in the desert. I mean, looking to all the people, struggling away, struggling through. I mean, that's actually in order to get to the higher source.
Yeah, yes, thank you.
Thank you.
I have one more question. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm just wondering what helps to hasten the communication? Is it help to meditate? Is it help to... I'm just wondering, that's the only one I can think of that's really helping me, and I'm wondering what's the best way to head in that direction, head in the right direction.
Yeah, every human being is different. And if you do spiritual things, the people should, all the things what they are doing, they should do it with happiness and love and happiness. And some people are looking of feeling good by meditation, some by praying, and some other things. And the people should contact themselves. Where are they connected to? And then maybe in the future, then they should other things. But normally, meditation is, you have all kind of meditation. Meditation is a word for a big field. If you, the people do a meditation, they think, oh, I'm nothing, then no happiness, nothing. And my meditation is quite different. But everybody should do things for the first instance by happiness and love in order to do it. And if the other world would like to change it, then people receive automatic other ideas, other thoughts, other feelings in order to change it.
Okay, thank you. I have some ideas myself that I've been thinking that have been working, and so I'll just keep going with what I got. And I notice it doesn't affect everyone else in the same way, so it works for me, so that's what I'll do. Thank you very much. That's what I'm going to keep doing.
Yeah, that's okay. And actually, all the people now are working, would like working spiritual. You are actually at the hands and feet from the other world and this world. You experience, it's for the other people that they can feel it by your experience. Just in your way, the people contact you or you meet people with the same ideas. That's actually the circle of light around the people in order to get the conscious to a higher standard.
Okay, thank you. I think I'll meet more and more people that are seeing what I'm seeing. So it's all exciting for me. I'm just like, I don't know, I want it to go faster. I'm ready now. Let's talk. You know, so but it doesn't work that way. It seems that whenever I'm not thinking about it, I'm, you know, just doing dishes or, you know, just walking through the house and somebody says hi, you know, that's like, you know, I wasn't meditating, you know, it's just, and it's you know, startling, I guess, and so I, you know, everybody I talk to says, well, ask them who they are, and I'm like, I don't know, that's a tough one, you know, it's like, man, you know, so I, knowing more about it, I think I'll have a better reaction, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you are a lucky guy. I mean, a lot of people should meditate and they meditate every day several hours in order to get a small reaction physical, and you are washing the dishes and all the people around you from the other world. I mean, it's, yeah, you are a lucky guy. The same as here in Holland. A lot of people, all kind of spirits, they will contact them, and other people, they want all kind of experience, and they shoot a lot of discipline and so on and so on. You are a happy guy and a lucky guy to receive this spiritual information and awareness going through life.
Yeah, I feel that way too. I feel really blessed by that. You know, I think happiness and being in a good mood is a big part of it. I think, you know, looking at things from you know, being an observer instead of being in the drama. Of course, the drama is fun too sometimes, but you know, being an observer rather than being in the world helps me to be happy. You know, it makes me laugh about a lot of things that other people go, that's a terrible thing. And I'm thinking, you know, well, you know, those people did that, you know, they didn't, you know, it, to me, it cracks me up because I'm thinking, you know, they jumped off the cliff and they come over and they go, you know, I hit the ground and all my bones are broken. And you go, duh, you know. And so, you know, to me, it's I step outside of it and I look at it in a different angle, and it seems to keep me in a better mood. And so, you know, that's how I've been. I think that helps. I think that's my way of heading for that better experience.
Yeah, that's okay. From all the things, if you lead it from the light, from the happiness, is everything will be is different. And actually, you are from former lives. You had a lot of experience as well with the other world, and you are quite old. Your ghost inside you is quite old. And for example, if other people without lesser knowledge inside them, and they receive the same experience as you are, then there's a total drama. I mean, they don't know what's going to happen. They get afraid and anxious, and they are total lost.
Yeah, I'm trying to get over that part too. That's the when somebody says hi to you and they know your name and they're not in front of you. That's a pretty big thing to me, you know. That's like, hey, I need a doctor, you know. What's going on, you know? But I know they're not like a voice in my head. They're a spiritual thing, you know. There's somebody outside, you know. And it's like, wow, this is really cool. One of them, I was gonna looking at houses to buy, and I went to a house all by myself because, you know, I just thought I'd go look at it. And so I got up in the driveway and I got out of the car and I stood there and I was looking at the house, and a voice said, "Hi, Rick." And I went, I went, "Oh, wow," you know. And then I heard that the house, you know, wasn't for sale, that it had been foreclosed. And a couple months later, they said, you know, it just started working different ways. A long story. I end up they accepted my bid, you know. And so now I'm gonna buy that house. It was like somebody knew, you know, ahead of time that I was coming, and here I am, and they greeted me, you know. And I'm like, this is incredible. And so, you know, I watch the world. I'm watching things happen around me, and that's the wonderful experience I'm having is to just watch things unfold rather than be afraid and be involved in the drama. I try to move out of it and look around. That's been my key.
Yeah, I have a lot of experience what you have. I mean, I was for several years ago, I took three times a year to go to Asia. And then for several years ago, I was in Asia as well. And then I'm sitting in a house, and there come three or four people come, and they're knocking on the door. And they came in, and they asked, "Is chairs here?" And they say, "Yes." This, and I asked the people of the house, "Are friends of you?" "No." And they don't know them. And we asked them, "How do you know I'm here, and who do you know?" "No, they told me they have problems, and there came a spirit, and they say you should contact Jazz, and they give the telephone number, and they're calling, and they give the address, and that is why we meet each other in this house."
So you end up watching it happen, right? You end up experiencing it instead of worrying about it or just seeing it, and you're actually experiencing it from a different view.
Now I'm contacted in 83. This is now how many years? I don't know, 20 or more years. I have so a lot of experience, and normally every experience have beautiful, and I'm very glad of it, and I get used to it, and I only tell the experience if I meet some people they have also experience as well. If I tell to other people, to my family, they call me a lunatic or calling the doctor. I mean, what kind of angle you look at it? I mean, for me, it's all kind of normal.
Okay, then I don't feel so funny no more. When I first heard you talking today, I knew it. I was like, oh, great, I'm not alone. This is like, you know, because it is a startling experiences to have these things happen, and so I'm going to enjoy it more. I appreciate meeting you. This is really good.
Yeah, same as well. I'm glad to meet you.
We better let somebody else talk, because I can go all day. It's just like, I'm so excited, you know.
Yeah, I'm waiting who's next.
Chaz, could you tell us about your relationship with your brothers and sisters? Do they understand where you're coming from? Or do you have brothers and sisters? And how do you feel the family structure supports your enlightenment?
Now, I am the oldest one, so far I know. I have one sister I have no contacted. Normally, before they work with the youth in the mission and an organization from the United States, and I have the youngest brother, 18 years younger, and they get along. They get also quite a lot of experience. And my parents, they still living, but if I go at the home and drink some cup of coffee, we only tell stories about the past and at the time we are younger, and with spiritual things, I mean, no, there is no backup or whatsoever. I mean, and I can understand for them is it quite heavy, and if the people don't understand, then I talk in the language of them, and my message, people would like to hear it, okay, I tell. And but other things, no. We have a lot of workshops over here with people. They some have problems, some would like to spiritual awareness, and a lot of things will be opened by them. And through the several years, there is still a strong group. They're working together. Other people, spiritual things with the people in the Netherlands. No, they fighting with each other. I mean, a lot of discussion. I don't like discussions. Everyone have their own knowledge, and everyone have their own experience. And you cannot change people. You cannot change the earth. You can only change the experience, and the people they need to have explanation from your experience, then they take it by themselves and they try it out and to get another experience, and actually the through, and what's the through? Everyone has their own through, have their own experience, and nobody can change each other. You can share the information, the knowledge and the experience, and they should try to take it out, and they get also experience as well, and that's actually to go promote the other world in this world according that they can understand, and not more and not less.
Yeah, that free will is a don't play with that switch for sure. What do you feel about karma? Do you feel when you try too hard, you suffer from it? Or what do you think of karma?
Now, karma is actually a law for an action-reaction. This actually, for the other world, you have one life. And according to human being, you are a physical body. As soon as you are born in this body, then the former lives will be blocked, that you have no information from former lives. Why? If you in this life should learn new things while you are not strong in it, then you should learn it according to this family, this character, this of all kind of things. If you remember former lives, then you take your old path, and then you cannot change it. Dus for the other world, you have one life, and you receive every life you on earth, you receive a new body in order to learn everything. Karma, according to other lives, I mean, if some people meet each other and all kind of naughty things will happen, or all kinds of emotional sadness, or what they do, they to do each other. Just if people do some to other people bad things, they will receive this either in this life via other sources or the human beings, or in your next life. Then actually that you understand what you are doing. That's actually karma. That's karma is for me positive and negative. If you winning the lottery from $10 million is karma as well.
I'm trying to say
is for me is
an
action reaction.
And
there is
a right, law like
on
rightness.
And that is not in one life. In one life you have not rightness.
Wealth
to the other lives. That's actually karma. You can change the karma. You can, everyone can change their own life according to look at the situation and to look at yourselves. What's going on? And you can change it. Will you change your future? Your future? You change your thoughts. You say you, some people ask what is the future, but behind you is your future as well. If you make
hearing
other
I don't know, I just turned you up so I didn't catch
the way of thinking, another way of thinking, then you can change your life according to your knowledge and your standard.
Is something that you do when, like, it's kind of like a split decision, like a split second decision, you just go out and do it. It's kind of like, you just suddenly do it. It's kind of like, the candy store one that I was talking about. You just, like, you walk by a candy store all the time and you always think, oh, I'd like to go in there, and then all of a sudden one day you just decide and you go in there, so.
Ah, I see.
Could you talk about healing others, the degree of acceptance in the healing of others, or who we give credit to for healing others when it comes through us?
Yeah, healing is a word that covers a lot of things. I mean, for sickness, for the physical body, I mean, a lot of things cannot be changed according to the people in charge what they have agreed upon before they born on earth. And some people can be healed. And healing is for us a knowledge as well. For the others, for the other hand, if you can heal with energies to the other people, then for the other people, if they have a thought from, okay, is it true or is it not true, they should receive an experience to understand the experience and the knowledge. And it's not so that you, there's all people in Holland, okay, they have a lot of kind of sickness, and then they try to get spiritual in order to heal their own sickness. And for the other way, for the other world is always double. On the other hand, this life in a physical body is actually an illusion. I mean, this illusion is one life in this body. And the body is not, the entire life. And that's why the ghost, you are a ghost inside the body, your conscience. And that's actually, if you pass away, you step out your body, you see yourself, you see your own, that you, how do you call it, will be buried. And then after 40 days, everybody on earth, the ghosts, if they want, have their own trip to the heaven, one of the heavens. And actually, for the other hand, we are created by the Almighty Source, and you should be good at to your body, when you church or your temple inside body, in order to receive your goal to for the how do you call it the higher conscious for what is God and what is the angels, what is the meaning we are, why we living on earth, and on the other hand, the physical body is nothing for the other world. Actually, we should be happy to go back to the other world. That's where we are coming from. This is always double. We receive the love for the earth, for this life, or otherwise we don't want to live. We would soon as possible go back to the other world. And healing is actually knowledge, and knowledge you can heal if you have all the knowledge. Then you have no problems. You can heal by the permission of the Almighty Source. Then there's no problem. This healing is a word that covers a lot of things, and every human being has a special task, a special information. Everybody, every human being is special. This, it is not so easy to give one answer about concerning your question.
You covered it well. You definitely provided some healing there, my friend, and that's a beautiful gift you have, brother. That confidence and that self-love, I'm still developing. I'm still working on it. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thanks. But the same to us. I mean, everybody who is now online, they are searching for something, and we share the same ideas, and we search for the same, and then we understanding each other. But other people, they don't want. Then you cannot exchange the information, and you stay by yourself. And always, how higher the standard is to the higher source, between you and the higher source.
I'm comforted very much so. Thank you.
Okay. If it is okay to you, then I will close it. Maybe one have not some questions, and otherwise we will close it and with some energies with the angels. Okay, here's Jan speaking, and we thank the Almighty Source to meet each other here on the internet. Here comes the angels. They will contain the angels inside your body. All the people that are listening now to the voice of Jazz. The angel will react on you. Malaikat. 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 Jazz asks blessings from the Almighty Source God. All the people are searching for God. God has changed of create human beings. Human beings with a special task. The reason why the human being has been created by God, in order to all the lives was coming, that you will be once, in one day, there will be a day that you will be meet the Almighty Source, and all your energies will be in harmony, and you will receive the mandate of God in order to create on behalf of God. You actually angels in warning, and angels actually, that is your higher conscience. There's a special plan why we as human has been created, and now the angels, they'll contact your angel inside you. How happy they are that you search the Almighty Source God. You feel, you get now a reaction inside you. Malaikat, isha al ina moshna marashana moshna, usha al ina manna moshna naishna, Ishnana. Blessings for all the people that are listening and searching for God. Everything should be changed. All the books, all the information. There will be a new era, a new period for the people who are searching, and stand by yourselves. Stand by yourselves and connect it to the highest source. That's the only way to change it. All the dogmas was on the earth. A lot of people, the most of people in the earth, are slaves by the thoughts and emotions. And you are searching for new things in order to get free. Free enlightenment. This is between you and the highest source, God. This will be another opinion about God. All the organizations, what they call church, it's okay. Now there will be a new era. The new era is that all the people should become, all the light webbers should be become a standard as a prophet, that they have contact by themselves, by the highest source, in order to give the information from the highest source to the people. And that the newborn child, more people will be sensitive, higher sensitive. They don't know what's going on. You have already the experience, and the experience in the future will be shared, that it will be normal. Other way of thinking, other way of doing. Happiness. Feel the happiness. The power of light is happiness. 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 All your problems will be not the same if you look at from your happiness. Feel happiness. Your heart, your angel, get a reaction on this. Feel. You will be blessed. Chance, thank the Almighty Source to meet you online. Thanks, and maybe in the future again, or we meet again. Thanks. Bye bye.
Thank you, Chaz.
Thanks, Chaz.
So much.
Thank you, Chaz. I love you.
Namaste, brother.
Much love to all of you. I'm going to bed. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, thanks and bye bye. Thanks, Hubert, for this opportunity. Thanks, Hubert from the Netherlands. Thanks, Hubert.
Thank you, Chaz. See you.
Thanks, Hubert.
Thank you, Hubert. Thank you all. I love you all. Have a beautiful day. I'm going to enjoy my time. Love you. Ciao.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Hubert.